Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetros Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started today. Today we're going to discuss, it's kind of an exciting subject, popular real estate headlines.
We have a really fun show today. I'm excited. It's going to be fun. We're just going to go down the list. We have a long list of popular, common real estate headlines that are out there a lot right now, locally and nationwide. So some of these you may have heard over and over lately this year, and some you've maybe never heard of. But we're going to just go down the list, give our opinion, share what we think based off of what we're seeing as realtors.
And I think it's a really relatable show because honestly, I haven't looked over any of these headlines. So this is going to be one of those first opinion things that come to the top of my head. So it's going to be really relatable because if I'm thinking about it, I'm sure you guys out there are thinking about it too. And hopefully our answers may align. Even if they don't align, make sure to leave a comment as well on our YouTube channel and we can reach out and just discuss it and collaborate about that because that's really fun for me is the collaboration, especially with these videos.
So. I love it. And by the way, have to throw in there in case you are listening on the radio, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. It's Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, same as the show name, where you can leave comments and interact with us on those videos. And you can also find our show wherever you listen to podcasts. So
beautiful.
With that being said, this first topic, I promise we won't talk about this the whole time. We have a variety of topics, but we can't talk about popular real estate headlines right now without talking about 2021 market crash is coming. Dun, dun, dun.
So just last night, I'm at a birthday party, and obviously I'm introduced. Hey, Spencer Crawford, he's actually a realtor. And then what's the next question that gets asked me? What do you think's going on in today's market, Spence? And it's always usually in the direction of, do you think there's a crash coming? And honestly, my opinion is no. I don't think we're going to see a price change, really a dip in the seller's market. I don't really think anything dramatic is going to happen, especially within the next 3 years. I really don't. And that's just my personal opinion. I've said it before, especially when we entered this new year, this may become our new normal. And who knows? Maybe I'm just mistaken about that. But from what I'm seeing, I think this is our new normal for the meantime.
For the meantime. I don't know. I think I'm hearing so many contrasting opinions on this and a lot of really reliable resources saying that there's no reason to believe that prices are going to drop drastically this year, at least. I don't think there's going to be a quote-unquote market crash in 2021. I don't know what 2022 will bring. Of course, I don't know what any year will bring. But, you know, if I'm just giving my best guess and opinion based off what I'm seeing, I would say maybe 2022 or 23. We'll see things change a little bit. But it's really hard to say with everything that's going on. Extremely low inventory. I don't really see a reason for things to change anytime soon.
No.
Which brings me to the next headline, which is experts are predicting that home prices will rise 8% in 2021, and this year of selling will be even more competitive for buyers than last year, 2020 was, which is, I can't even imagine being more competitive. Zillow forecasts a price of 10.6% higher by next November 2021.
So Zillow and the experts are actually aligning for once.
Yeah, not that Zillow's the I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're not our favorite.
Finish that thought.
Well, I wasn't going to say they're not. I wouldn't say they're the experts.
Home buyers and sellers out there, don't trust Zillow as the expert. They've been wrong plenty of times, and often they will be stealing your contact information and selling it to other people. So a lot of those spam calls you get, that could be the cause of reason. Who knows? Maybe I'm mistaken.
Don't look for homes on Zillow. Contact us instead.
Yes.
Okay.
So experts say 8%.
Yeah.
Zillow says 10.6% higher. What does that say? That is a huge headline. Mm-hmm. If I'm a home shopper right now, that tells me that prices aren't going to lower.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just holding out, saving your cash, you might want to buy a little now.
While interest rates are still so low. Yeah. All right. So this next headline is something that I'm actually seeing a lot of situations happening that definitely align with this. And that is, it's much more expensive to build right now than to buy an existing home. What do you think of that, Spencer?
That's absolutely true. The scary part is that what we are actually seeing right now, we just heard it with that last headline, is the elevation of selling prices. They're rising at mm-hmm. big percentages, okay?
Massive.
The normal percentage was, what, 4% a year? That was a normal. We're doubling that at 8%. That's crazy, guys.
Yeah.
So what scares me is...
And it's still happening.
It's increasing. Nothing is really going down. It's only increasing. But to answer this headline is the resale values, when they're escalating so high to almost catch up to what I would say the average building cost was last year, that's scary. I was able to get people under contract in new constructions in West Salem. There were beautiful homes for about $415,000.
That's
what I remember sometimes last year.
That's how much things have changed.
And now a resale value, it's competitive at $415,000, and we're having to get $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 over ask price just to get under contract sometimes.
I've been writing a lot of offers like this weekend. $30,000 over asking, and they're getting beaten out by offers that are like $60,000, $70,000 over asking. And these are not like these homes are not anything special. Like you'd think, you know, for like a very particular home, this is literally everything.
But the beauty is you're putting your money in an investment.
You are. It's a piggy bank.
And a lot of mm-hmm. investors, a lot of cash holders, that's all they care about.
Yeah.
Have you seen the resale in classic cars right now? There's a reason why a lot of these materialistic things are being purchased and sold right now in this market. And if you're not educated in that, a lot of financial advisors, this isn't a new thing. Put your money into assets, especially when the market's, because that's just saying that our value of the American dollar, we don't really trust it. And so we're going to hide it into other things.
Right.
Okay.
And I have a couple other things to say about this building as well, but I just wanted to add in there that this isn't to scare anyone away from buying or say that it's not a good time to buy by any means, because regardless of how much over asking people are paying for, I really, really believe in the value of homeownership and mm-hmm. how important it is, but also how it's the best thing to help you shelter your money and grow your income and build equity and build wealth. So just wanted to add that in there.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
That's a really good segue mm-hmm. into this next headline. Home buyers are having to settle and are happy right now just to get any home under contract.
Unfortunately, that's how it is with buyers right now, just being completely honest, after they've written so many really, really great offers at this point, I have a lot of buyers who are like, okay, you know what? We just need to buy a house now. Like, we don't really care anymore. We'll fix whatever. We'll fix it later on. As long as it checks like a couple of our boxes, we're good. And we're going to just move forward with this because they believe in homeownership. They don't want to rent. Mm-hmm. They want to own. And you kind of have to, just being completely honest in this market.
And that was very key. It's the people that believe in homeownership. Now, when we get into the millennials, Generation Z, I believe it is, mm-hmm. For whatever reason, they are a lot more patient. They are ready to wait over a year. I have a few clients that just, they won't pull a trigger. They won't write an offer because it's just too high for them. Now, it may be because they don't have a current investment that they're needing to resell in order to buy another property.
I think that contingency is a huge thing mm-hmm. based off what I'm seeing with my older clients, is that they're the, you know, move up clients versus the first time buyer clients. They mm-hmm. don't have the contingency. Yeah. The first time buyers don't, so they have the time to wait around and, you know.
Totally. And to finish that thought, though, with the millennials and Generation Z's, is they actually have maybe a place to stay with mom and dad, and just they're happy in their rent right now. And that's kind of predicting that they're not settling atmosphere. And for the people that are settling, it's because they understand home ownership and they actually need to purchase right now because it's a resale or a rebuy.
Right.
So it's pretty important.
All right, well, let's take a break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Veterans Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about popular real estate headlines.
This is the largest migration our country has seen since the Industrial Revolution.
That's a pretty cool headline.
Because I think that's
pretty cool. I was in school, you know, we've all taken history, and we got to read about this Industrial Revolution. And now we're in a weird spot. We are actually in a place in history that may even be written about COVID, other things.
For sure.
We will
yes,
be.
Yes, for sure.
And maybe the show will be history. Who knows? But we are. This is the largest migration our country has seen since the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, during the Industrial Revolution, people were moving from the countryside into the cities for work. And now it's pretty crazy that quite the opposite is happening. People are moving away from cities and into a lot of suburban areas, towns outside of, you know, on the outskirts of cities, or even to country, you know, more of like a countryside type area. Mm-hmm. And the main reason, obviously, is because of the working from home situation, and I don't see that changing. I do think that part will be our new normal. I don't think that's really going to change.
How are you seeing that impact Salem, where it's being kind of like a bedroom community to Portland? Is that impacting us a lot?
We are having so many people. That's really the lifeline of my business right now at this moment, is a ton of relocation clients, and they're choosing Salem because they find so many. Most of them are actually people who have never been here or don't know much about the area, but based off of their research and what they've heard and seen, it's a great suburban area. There's a lot to offer, and not a city necessarily, but it's not too small. So.
Yeah, so sellers out there, this is a very hot area. Salem, the Mid-Willamette Valley.
Yes.
If you're thinking about selling, there's people that want where you live. They want to be you. So take us up on that. And like she said, that is the lifeline of what Mariah is kind of doing right now, is a lot of relocation buyers. That great migration.
Great relocation. That's
great
what I
relocation.
Call it. And if you're thinking about selling your home, I probably have a buyer right now who wants to buy it. So yes, reach out to us. Anyway, the next headline we're going to chat about is online real estate services will continue to grow into 2021. I think so.
I think everybody's always going to take advantage of no matter what market we're in.
Mm-hmm.
If they see money to be made, they're going to take it. And if no one else is doing it, of course, someone's going to step in and do that. The only problem I have with online real estate services only is, in this business, I have to go in person at some point and be at my seller's house. I have to have a relationship with my seller, because odds are the average sale price in Salem, Kaiser is what, 360, 370 right now? That's a lot of cash. That's a lot of money to mess around with virtually with somebody you've never met before.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trust in real estate transactions. There's a lot of questions to be answered. And for me personally, I like having everything on hard file, hard copy. I'm doing a lot of things in person. Of course, I'll meet the needs and do virtual Zoom calls, stuff like that. But for the most part, real estate to me is a very personal business. And that's why I think you and I are very successful with the Veterans Crawford Realty Group. We have a very personal touch to it. We relate to a lot of our clients, but also we listen.
Mm.
There's a really important aspect to that. Just sitting there and listening in someone's living room. Do you want to be? How can I help you? And they give me the response. And I think that's very valuable all ends. So
that's really good.
I'm going to not agree, but also agree, because somebody's going to step into that market and take advantage of it.
Okay. Zillow is going to take over and we won't have realtors in person anymore. I think you kind of just hit that one over the head with a nail. Is that the saying?
hit the nail
with the
hammer?
The head. Hey, you know what I mean.
Help her out with that one.
I have yet to see a nail hit a hammer, but that's...
you know what I mean.
That was a good one.
I think you were just spot on with that one, though. You basically just said what you think. I've heard a lot of agents be fearful that because of all these new iBuyer and Zillow doing all the transaction stuff, I don't think you can replace a person, a human being. Obviously, yeah, there's things. I do a lot more virtual than you do because of where my business comes from and where yours is coming from right now, but you already said it all.
But when it comes to commissions, a lot of people navigate towards that. That's why they're doing the virtual listings, iBuy or whatever.
Zillow don't do
buyers.
It.
The point of the being is a lot of for sale by owners end up giving away 2.5% commissions by the end of the transaction, and that's if they choose to only work with a buyer's agent all the way through. 2.5% is usually the share the buyer's agent will make. Well, my response to that is, how can I not make you more money by raising that list price, earning another 2.5% and listing you at 5%, and you get to raise your feet up in your beautiful recliner, only worry about point B and relax and pack up your home and let me do all the work for you. That's kind of my response to that. If I'm not able to sell your house for more than 2.5% more, I probably shouldn't be in this business. The salesmanship is important in real estate. Of course, I'm a marketing professional. And if I'm not finding the right buyer, especially in this market, while we're in a history that's going to be in the books of one of the highest sellers equity rich markets there is, then of course, let's just keep working with somebody else. But I know I'm that guy for you. So,
and another quick thing to add to that is regarding these iBuyer or Zillow, you know, working with them versus a real estate professional. There's a lot of catches and there's a lot of hidden fees. So I'm just going to leave it at that. It's not what you think it is.
That is very true. By the end of the transaction, odds are sometimes you end up paying more than you actually expected. And with me,
for sure.
I break it down. I have a beautiful team behind us. And we give you the costs up front with that negotiated list price and commission and all that. So there are no mistakes. And I think that's something people really value with us is how we are so upfront and the integrity we hold behind us. It's really important.
Regardless of your neighborhood, buyers are interested. And I can say from personal experience, yes, that's absolutely true. We don't really need to talk anymore about that. That's true. What people are looking for in a home has changed. Working from home, a huge priority right now is having a home office. I think that's very true. I think a lot of people, after spending a year, however long, you know, it was locked up in their houses, they've realized there's some things that they would like differently. Maybe, you know, an office room because they're working from home. And I think that what people are looking for might be a little bit different.
I think so. I think people... they value things in homes a lot differently than they did even 7 months ago.
Yeah.
And I think they value not like total square footage. They're willing to actually downsize. But does the home they're downsizing have all the needs that they're wanting? Like a big enough room for the office. Yeah. It could be a 1,200 square foot home, but it may have all the bells and whistles that they were wanting. And that's why they're willing to purchase it.
Yeah.
So...
homeownership is full of financial benefits.
100%. Yeah, I think there's a lot of financial benefits, taxes included. It's a beautiful way to hide asset, but also gain equity and have taxes taken out of income. So it's beautiful.
That's
a beautiful thing. Homeownership is a beautiful thing. And you really don't understand it until you own your first property. That's one of those things. It's like having a kid, you know. I would have never known how beautiful Astrid was, our daughter, and known what it was like to hold her, or even she's in that development phase of like, wow, how did you learn that? And just repeat what we're saying, learning new words. Mm. It's one of those things. You just don't know until you've seen it, tasted it, and experienced it.
Right.
All right, great. Let's take a break. You're listening to Real Estate with Marian Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. When we come back, we're going to talk about the real estate tip of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Moran Spence with the Ventris Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And before we get to the real estate tip of the week, let's get back into maybe one or two popular real estate headlines.
You should not sell your home on your own just because it's a seller's market. What are your thoughts?
I talk with for sale by owners every day. Mm-hmm. My response really to that ultimately is, if you feel comfortable and you've done it before, why not? But after 10 to 20 days, the average for sale by owners on market for 26 days. Afterwards, if your home is still standing and you haven't gotten an offer at the price that you were expecting or wanting, then let's explore that listing option and explore those marketing opportunities like I discussed earlier, how we are the professionals when it comes to that, to get you more than you were ever anticipating to cover that commission.
Absolutely. And just to put things into perspective, 20 days or whatever you said, if I see a house in almost any price range that's been on the market for more than like 3 to 5 days, I'm thinking, what's wrong with it?
Yeah.
So, okay. Owning a home is still more affordable than renting. I agree. I think that at the end of the day, a lot of the time, your monthly mortgage payment can be the same or less than your rent. But regardless of that, like I said earlier, there's nothing like paying yourself every month, building equity, sheltering income, and that your money is just going to grow over time the longer you own that home. And so, yeah, owning a home is
seems to me, if you're renting, you're helping the owner of the home
you sure
build
are.
That equity, not you for sure yourself.
Are. Yeah. And one major thing that I do want to point out, though, in this market is those 250 and below houses, they're bought up with cash through investors. It could be other homes as well, but those cash deals,
250,
I know, not anymore, but okay, let's go to 300
and below,
but those are investors buying those homes as rentals. And so these, it's a business, of course.
Yeah.
And the goal is, during a low market, is to raise those rents, because the rents will actually be way higher than your mortgage would be.
Also, property taxes have gone up this year because home value has gone up this year quicker than it ever has in history. And so, obviously, property taxes go up, rent's going to go up too. So, anyway, that leads us to the real estate tip of the week. And that is, when you're thinking about buying a house, your first house, your next house, a primary residence, or an investment property, our tip of the week, our advice is to get advice from as many sources as possible. Get advice from your realtor, from your accountant, from your wise relatives, but only if their financial situations reflect one that you would like to recreate. Otherwise, don't get advice from them. And then once you've gathered advice from many sources, go with your gut. At the end of the day, only you know exactly what's best for you and your situation and your family. So that's our real estate tip of the week. Next time you have a real estate decision to make, gather advice from many sources that are reliable, and then trust your instinct at the end of the day.
That's so valuable. Trusting advice, yes, but get advice from the right people. Mm-hmm. It's surprising that, you know, it's you shouldn't air out what you're willing and wanting to do to everybody. And that's for a reason. It's not Facebook here.
Oh, no.
We really want to seek advice from the right people. And that's crucial. And that will affect your life. Mm-hmm. Investments like this does affect your life. It can make you rich. It can make you poor. Do it wisely with a heart on your sleeve and trusting your gut.
Mm-hmm. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Ventris Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.